7654321.
Welcome to Sports Hour. You're listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Lapp.
We live. I'm here. And I'll be here for every Tuesday for the rest of the semester. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on this Tuesday afternoon. It's 70 degrees. It's windy. Brandon Ladd, Ladd and Friends, it was the greatest show that never was.
No, it was just Ladd. There was never any
the
Friends.
The one episode that we had of Ladd and Friends, it was just Ladd. The next episode had to be canceled because of live sports. And now for the rest of the semester, I will be here every Tuesday. And it's not even like, you know, now Wednesdays will become Ladd and Friends. I will be here for all 4 days of the week now. Internship schedules change as, you know, things are moving along with the ransomware and Syracuse changing their athletic interview time. So I'll be here every Tuesday from now on.
No, it's exciting. I'm excited.
And I was kind of upset that I was going to be missing the show yesterday because today's a big day. We got to talk about the Bills and their horrific Monday Night Football loss. Nets season starts tonight, so we'll do the Knicks and Nets season previews today. The Yankees decided they were going to rehire Aaron Boone. I made a big trade for Josh Jacobs last night in fantasy, so I was kind of upset I was going to be missing the show. And then Tommy called me last night and said things need to change. yeah, by the way, Sinclair still under full attack. We watched the sports block last night, and it kind of seemed like Mr. Tommy Sladak was reading off of cue cards.
No, I saw the weather thing this morning, the AM weather person. I think it's Peter Hall. But he had to do the old whiteboard.
It's very funny how, like, me, you, Brian, and Jake last night, just like we were going to turn on the TV to play Strikers, which yes. You and I won the 7-game series, lost the 5-game series.
So in theory, we won.
It was the greatest 5-game series of Strikers of all time.
It was intense.
Between you and Jake, it got really personal really fast.
Some of the nastiest language ever used in the history of Strikers.
Yes. but before that, when we turned it on, you know, NBC3 was on and Tommy was doing his sports his sportscast, and we were all just like watching in amazement on how they were doing this without like any of their systems working right.
Yeah, it's just at the end of the day, it's just a camera and a person.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's just a camera and a person. All right, we've got to get into what happened last night. Oh, Brandon, we said if the Bills could just win this game, they could solidify themselves as the best team in the AFC East. They are that. That's not what I meant
to say. That was solidified in August.
In all of the AFC. And, oh boy, they did not do it. King Henry did run all over them. He does reign supreme. But it ended up being a fourth quarter call by Sean McDermott that just did not go his way.
Absolutely did not go his way. Bills actually took the lead going to the fourth, and then suddenly we had a goal line situation to end the game, and the Bills decided on a 4th and 1. It was pretty short, 4th and 1 from the 3-yard line.
We were all in my bedroom watching in disbelief at what was happening.
And they decided to go for it, and they did not get it. He slipped, and Tennessee wins the game. It's not as easy said than done to be the top in a conference.
No, it's not. And this Titans team is good. Derrick Henry, I think last night, solidified himself as the best running back in the NFL.
Honestly.
There's no debate anymore. There's no question. Derrick Henry is the undisputed best running back in the NFL. Now, could you argue Christian McCaffrey? Of course you could. He's one of the most dynamic players I've ever seen in my entire life. Christian McCaffrey's not on the field.
No.
And he's rarely ever on the field.
Yep.
Derrick Henry is on the field, and he is running over everybody and scoring 3. I think he's averaging like 2 touchdowns a game.
And we saw Tennessee's way to win games. That's control
possession.
Run
the ball.
Yes, they're going to run the ball. Tannehill only had to throw 29 times last night. Josh Allen 47 times. Very worrisome. Singletary, the leading rusher, with 27 yards. This is the formula that is bad.
And we really love to talk about it because there's so many great quarterbacks.
Yes.
And really, like, it, you know, even in the past decade, there's been so many great quarterbacks. We love to talk about how this is a quarterback's league. You need a quarterback. You do. 100%. You need an elite quarterback to win the Super Bowl, to win football games. But at the end of the day, football is a simple game. Keep the ball on the ground. And the teams that have these dynamic running backs have success. And that's where the Bills are going to run into trouble.
It is where they're going to run into trouble because Josh Allen, forgive me for saying this, is not the elite of the elite. He's top 10, but the elites of the elite are top 3, and those are the guys that can do it whichever way they want to. Where we saw last night, Tennessee with a pretty good quarterback, they get the job done because of their run game.
Yeah, absolutely. Derrick Henry with 3 touchdowns last night. Bills lose 34-31 on Monday Night Football. Ravens, right now, sit atop the AFC all by their lonesome at the moment. Ravens, Cardinals. Boy, would I love that, man. I would love that. Wouldn't you? I mean, obviously you'd prefer to see the Cowboys.
Yes.
But I would love to see a Ravens-Cardinals Super Bowl. Boy, would that be a lot of fun.
It would be interesting.
Yeah, oh yeah. It would be a ton of fun. Or Rams, too. You know, yes. I'm going to be rooting for the Rams. They're my second team this year with Matthew Stafford and company. Rangers get a big win in overtime over the Maple Leafs last night. I forgot to write down their record, and of course I forgot it because I'm an idiot. But the Rangers, they get a big win last night in OT.
2-1-1 now, I believe.
Yes, 2-1-1 now on the year for the Rangers in the Metro Division. Yes, 2-1-1. That puts them in second. Look at that. Behind the Penguins, who are 2-0-1.
It honestly does. Panarin, the overtime goal, 3 minutes, 48 seconds in. He's excellent.
So dynamic, yeah. The way he moves the puck around the ice is incredible. I mean, the Rangers really got something special with him.
Zibanejad gets his first goal of the year. He had a great preseason, so we'll see how long that can continue for him. This is a good win. I think the Rangers are solidifying themselves early on.
They're young, and they need to take a big step.
They do.
And this is a good win last night for them with their young players getting it done. Yankees announced today that my very good friend Aaron Boone is coming back. I don't understand. I just don't get it. Brian Cashman, you're so smart. You have made so many right decisions. How in the world do you think that Aaron Boone is going to lead this team to the promised land? How? What more can you do to this roster? What more can you do?
Well, Cashman looked into the mirror and he said a very interesting statement today. A manager is only as good as the players he's got. If he was entering the free agent market, he'd be the number one managerial candidate in baseball. There's a number of different vacancies, and we would be going to the market looking for someone like him. It's a tricky, tricky situation. Oh, it's not black and white.
It should be. They're not winning the World Series. They've been to the ALCS so many times. They've been to the playoffs so many times. And it just, you look up and down this lineup. They signed Gerrit Cole to put the cherry on top of the sundae that is this unbelievably talented roster. And yet they're not winning at the rate they're supposed to. Look at the Red Sox right now.
Well, they have an excellent manager.
Yes, they do. And if you just put the Red Sox and Yankees roster up side by side, is there really anybody taking the Red Sox roster right now?
Not at the moment.
I mean, maybe Kike Hernandez because he's the hottest hitter in the universe right now. Not on the planet, in the universe right now. But Alex Cora is such a good manager. He manages the game so well, and his team wins games.
They do. They make the most of what they've got. The Yankees have not made the most of what they got. But the Yankees are really just 2 or 3 players having one of their career years, like we saw DJ LeMahieu 2 years ago do, away from being right back up at the top.
It just blows my mind. Blows my mind, dude. This baseball season has been torture for me.
But I think their mindset is giving the 3-year contract with the club
option. They want him as a puppet. I know why they want him back. They think they can control him.
Yeah. Why would you want to bring in someone you can't control?
Because he can't win you baseball games. That's why.
He's won at a pretty good clip.
But he's not winning the games that he should. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but at the same point, that's almost like...
You were the one that said when this game... You said in the sixth inning of the wild card game, you're like, well, I hope Boone enjoys his last hour of being Yankees manager. You wanted him gone, too.
Well, I got to change my mindset knowing that he'll be here for the next 3 years.
Yeah, now you got to get used to the fact that he's going to be here for a while.
But think of it this way. The Braves fell short. How many times the Dodgers fell short? How many times... There was never an option of just giving up. They just had to keep trying, and the Yankees feel their best option to keep trying is with Boone.
You bring up a good point with the Dodgers.
Yes, because they could have punted
Roberts
early.
Yeah, no, they could have punted Roberts early. You're right. But I don't know. I think he's such an idiot. I think there's so many times where Aaron Boone has just made so many stupid decisions over the years. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. We'll talk about the Bills a little bit more. Knicks tipping off their season tomorrow, but since the Nets, since NBA tip-off is today, we figured we'll do our NBA, you know, preseason previews today as well. So Knicks, Nets take on the Bucks tonight. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO, 88.9, the Laker Radio. When I see trouble come my way, we're going to be okay. Welcome back to Sports Hour, Tuesday, October 19th, which reminds me, I have to fill out, there's so many things, I really gotta make a list of all the things I have to do, because I do have a list, but like not like school work, it's all NYO work that I have a list of to do this week, which by the way, which reminds me, you need to send me Liz McGrath's email.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I have, because the email that I had for her didn't work. Which is funny. But I have to fill out this survey for my internship by the 20th. I keep forgetting to do it.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, that is pretty important. We put it in for graduation.
You didn't apply to graduation?
Yeah, it's December 1st.
No, dude. You were supposed to apply.
Dude, I got an email today that said December 1st.
No, that's the senior checklist.
Yes, I already applied for...
Okay.
Yes.
Because I don't think... Maybe Jake can confirm or deny this, but I don't think Kevin applied for graduation. Yes. I'm like 90% sure.
Yeah, no.
I feel fairly confident because I think I remember talking to him about it, and he was like, "Yeah, I didn't do that." So
that's funny.
It's coming up.
It is coming up.
It's coming up. Wait, I can't believe it's October 19th. It feels like October just started.
Yeah, I know.
And it's October 19th.
Exactly.
It's going way like it's going like. Ridiculously fast.
Honestly, is.
It's kind of crazy how fast it's going.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. The media summit's next week.
Nobody's talked about that.
Haven't heard a thing. Don't know who's moderating. Don't know if I have class on that day or not. I know nothing. I think I got like one. I think I saw one Instagram post about it, and that's it.
Yeah, they
since Liberelli is not around anymore, you know, that thing is gone. That thing's gone really down.
Oh my god.
Remember last year how big a thing it was? Like we sat on our computers all day and watched that.
No, honestly, we did.
And they had countless hours of meetings for it. And I haven't heard a thing about it this year. And it's supposed to be returning in person.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How do you think Quest Day is going to be this year?
I don't know.
Because it's my birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Questmas is
on my birthday.
Yes. No, Quest is funny because it's like, it's a random Wednesday.
I know. It is funny. No, yeah. Questmas Eve will be fun this year. It's gonna be a good day. It's going to be fun.
Everybody looks forward to it.
It's just, you know, it just feels so good. It's going to feel so good to be... in the arena, which, by the way, Oswego faithful, let's get back in the arena.
Yes.
We talked a lot about the electricity on Friday. You know, a lot of times, you know, we talk about things like electricity and just to get the viewers at home going, but we need a little bit of, you know, we need a little bit more in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think, I'm not sure about this Canton game, but I think
I can give him a break, but Hobart, we gotta get him in there, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
If once you go on a winning streak, people start to pack it in.
Yeah, no, they got to win.
Yes.
Hey, win games. That's a good way to make some money. Am I right?
No, you're right.
Yeah. By the way, Oswego women's hockey free all this year due to a partnership with Oswego Health.
Pretty
so
cool.
Make sure you go attend their games. I think they're going to be really good.
I do too.
That's my big Oswego sports take this year is that this women's hockey team is going to be like NCAA tournament good.
Plattsburgh comes up early.
Yes. Yes. Now, yes. Plattsburgh's going to win the national title.
Yep.
No one's arguing that, right? No one's arguing that. But still, I think they're going to... Digby went to work.
Like,
like Diane Dillon, I remember I would get the lines for those games sometimes, and it's like there's they don't even have a full team here. like there's not a full team on this roster, and yet there's somehow still two scratches. And yeah, but Digby went to work. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. All right, let's get into the Bills. I mean, here's the thing. They roll. The Bills offense continued to roll. It's hard to stop King Henry. At the end of the day, lad, it comes down to a decision by Sean McDermott that we really got to get into. Fourth and one, at the three, at the four, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The three or the four.
Only matters is the one.
And he calls a QB sneak and doesn't get it, and the Bills lose the game. He could have tied the field goal. He could have taken the field goal and gone to overtime and given his offense another chance. Instead, he decides to go for an all or nothing fourth and one. And the Bills end up losing.
No, it was aggressive. It's a decision we're seeing more of in the NFL because you really don't want to go to overtime. I think there was absolutely no chance of stopping Derrick Henry if that game goes to overtime. So I get the decision, but it's a do-or-die QB sneak. If he converts it, though, he's the smartest man on earth. It's just the nature of a fourth and one.
That's the thing, right? I saw a stat the other day that said, like, going for it, like, this is not like the same thing, but going for two versus kicking the extra point, you on average lose 1.3 points every time you go for it, every time you kick a field an extra point. And that's interesting to me. The analytics say to go for it in that situation, 100%. But at that point in the game, like if we're in the third quarter, go for it.
Yes.
Don't kick the field goal. No part of that. Go for it. And if you don't get it, who cares? But when the game is on the line right there, I mean, I guess this makes me old-fashioned, but I can't risk it all. It's not against the Titans. No way.
Yeah.
That's a game you need to win if you want to prove yourself in the AFC.
Yes. But... Do you feel a bit better that you went out your way? You go out aggressive?
No, I feel bad that I lost to the Titans.
I guess it is a do or die thing. I think it feels more deflating to lose in overtime. I think that's exactly where they were heading.
But who cares about that?
Like, I think it's much more deflating.
But who cares about whether the loss is an L is an L.
An L is an L. I just think their best chance to win was that fourth and one right there.
Really?
And they would have went for it. Yeah, because there's
And would you have called a QB sneak?
No, but...
I don't think I would have called a QB sneak.
No, but everybody and their mother knew what was coming there. But I don't think you stopped Derrick Henry in overtime.
Well, if you get the ball, if the Bills get the balls, you could.
But are your odds better to convert that fourth and one than to flip a coin?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what it comes down to.
And this is why the NFL overtime rules need to change. It's so dumb, right?
Yeah, it's a bit better than what it was, but still. I would rather just see them play 10 minutes and whoever has the lead after those 10 minutes wins the game.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd play the full 10 minutes?
Yeah, because it seems like every single week we do play the full 10 minutes.
I also think there should be no... My cousin came up with a rule. There should be no ties in the NFL, and if you're still tied at the end of overtime, you do a kickoff. You start at the 10, the 20, the 30, the 40, the 50, 60, and so on.
It'd be unique.
It would be dope, wouldn't it? I would love for NFL games done like that. I don't know.
Every single game would come down to a 60-yarder.
Oh, yeah. It'd be incredible.
Yes.
When Justin Tucker made the 68-yard field goal, he lost his mind.
Yeah.
I'm still everybody lost their minds.
Why Jake Johnson's here at 2:50
today.
I wasn't even going to
bring it up. That he walked in the room because it looks like he's just going to do your crossword and drink his Starbucks lemonade.
Still, I'm confused.
Well, he was in the cafe with me today. And
gotcha.
And then
he's
just
chilling today.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Getting ready for a big Braves game.
Hot corner at 4.
Yeah.
If the Braves win tonight, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Dual baseball today.
I really don't know what I'm going to do with myself if the Braves win this game today.
It's, well, I can tell you what, you're not going to enjoy the next week and a half.
Why?
Because it's going to be a World Series between the Braves and Red Sox.
No, dude. No, it's not. Don't say that. Don't even joke. Don't joke about things like that. Like, I feel like the baseball gods just this year were like, let's torture Aaron. Let's make him suffer. If I must suffer, all must suffer. Mm-hmm. Let's go Astros.
Nah, Astros don't deserve to be there.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah. I disagree with that. I disagree with that. All right, a hot corner coming up before that will get your baseball filled in for today. Guess what, Brandon? The NBA returns tonight. You've got to be excited about that.
I am extremely excited.
Yes, Nets, Bucks, 7:30, which means 7:45 in the NBA.
On TNT.
On TNT. Knicks play tomorrow against the Celtics. So that's super exciting. We'll get into all that and more coming up right after the break. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Sports Hour. Tuesday, October 19th, 65 degrees outside. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you. Losing My Mind by Sebastian Ingrosso and Alessio and featuring Ryan Tedder. Is that right?
Yes.
I say all that right?
It's its own genre of music.
See, we've come into the song before, and we have to work out a better time to start the song because it always takes like 40 seconds for us to get in.
No, it's worth the wait, though.
Is it? Jake's saying it's not. The producer's saying it's not. So. Oh, I don't know what banter to come in on here. I guess the Comrex is fixed, by the way.
That's good.
Got the email. It's going to cost us $381 to fix.
Ugh.
Yep. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. But the broadcast should be now. The question is, when will it be back in our possession?
Yeah, where's it coming from? Texas?
I don't know. I said Texas just because it's funny.
Louisiana?
I actually don't know where it was sent to.
Cancun?
That's like, Abby went to the post office and physically mailed it, so I wonder if she actually knows where
Yeah, that was,
it was
a funny
to.
Morning. I refused to go into the post office. I went with her, and I just sat in the parking lot for 35 minutes.
Didn't she say, all right, you going to come in and help me with this? And you're like, absolutely not. I've been to the Oswego post office a couple times. My sister just texted me, that's the text I just received.
Emily, what does that mean?
I'm so concerned. Now it's an image. I probably shouldn't have even said that because I'm probably not going to be able to send this on air. Oh, wait, actually, I do know what this is. Lily followed her on Instagram.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
What was I going to say? Emily, are you listening
to
Sports?
No, she's not listening.
I was going to say, are we still hanging out?
No, she does that all the time. Like when Jake first followed her on Instagram, she was like, she sent me a screenshot and was like, what the heck? Like, I think when you followed her on Instagram too, it was the same thing. Philadelphia's finest, folks.
Yep.
She's going to be here for Geneseo, for Black Knight. for Black. No, we can't call it a blackout.
No, it's not politically correct anymore.
We can't call it
a
blackout. She's going to be there for Black the Night, or it might be called like Black the Night with a K because they're the Geneseo Knights. No, Jake, you're looking at me like that, and I am just stating what the athletics department has said to multiple people. Am I wrong here, Brandon?
No, you're absolutely correct, and it's going to be an interesting night. Doesn't help you that the announcers want to wear full black suits that night.
Well, I don't care if they wanted. I was thinking about wearing a black tie that night,
Jake.
But I feel like that would be too superficial.
Jake, what if you wear a? Just give me a head nod here. What if you wear a full white suit?
No, he want. That would be really funny.
And then for white out,
full black suit. But he's like, I want to wear eye black to the blackout game, and I was thinking, no,
you're not playing.
Like, I just don't get that.
We're welcoming you to take a step forward here.
No,
but
he's got to do his crossword. It's fine. But I'm just saying, like, in general, you know, now he's coming over.
If anyone knows what margarine means,
yeah, it's, butter. It's a jam or butter.
Jam. Great call, lad. I needed three letters.
Margarine could be a jam?
I think so. Why not?
I thought margarine was just a substitute for butter.
No, margarine's like a... Did that work, Jake?
No, it needs to be four letters, and the last three are L-E-O.
L-E-O.
So someone help lad. By the way, is this the most you think this Thigonian crossword has ever been utilized?
I think this might be the most attention Thigonian's ever gotten. Like, every single week, people are loving it.
No, yeah, of course, dude. We support each other.
We do.
This group of broadcasting major friends, we all support whatever we do.
And, like, whenever I go to Burn Dairy or a place like that, everybody's always got a copy of Thigonian on them.
How could you not, dude?
No, it's
how
a very
could
fair
you
point.
Not? I think the hockey team just walked out of the auditorium all wearing the Teal Tuesday shirts.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
This Teal game shirt better be absolutely fire this year. Here we go again.
It's going to be the same that it always is?
No, it's different. Some years it's different. I'm just saying. Some years it is absolutely different. All right, let's get into the Knicks. They start their season tomorrow against the Boston Celtics. And Brandon, there's a couple questions going into this year. I think the really big one is, you know, you're the four seed last year. Granted, yes, it's the four seed in the Eastern Conference, but how do you build off of that after last year? How do you continue that type of performance after last year?
Well, you need two or three players to take a step. RJ Barrett right now, he's a fringe all-star. Can RJ Barrett become an all-star? Then you got a guy like Emmanuel Quickley. Can he become he's been a microwave. Can he become a consistent starter, a consistent 15 to 20? And then you got someone like Obi Toppin, raw as it gets. Can he become a consistent rotation player?
Yes. There's a lot of questions. It's again, we've talked a lot about with the three New York football teams this year. It's about sustaining momentum. Can you continue to build off of what you did in the last game or last year? And that's what I think it is for the Knicks this year. Does Kemba solve the point guard problem is one of the bigger questions this year. It was Quickley. It was Derrick Rose. It was Elfrid Payton. This year, they got their guy. It's Kemba Walker. He's going to be starting every single game for the New York Knicks this year as long as he stays healthy.
I can say this. The Knicks have a good defense in place that any defensive liabilities that Kemba would bring aren't going to be that much of a factor. So a healthy Kemba Walker, that's going to help an offense immensely. What we got in Boston, an unhealthy Kemba Walker isn't going to help that much.
They were the Knicks were the number one or number two defense for the majority of last year, and Tibbs is going to continue that. He's still got Mitchell Robinson down there in the paint. He's got a couple other good defenders as well. And this offense, you know, they need to score. You need to score in the NBA today. I mean, with all these players like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Trae Young and all these people that can just drop 50 on you at any given moment, you need to be able to score the ball, and Kemba's going to be able to help them do that. Kemba can still, you know, he's not what he was in Charlotte, but he could still put up 20 points per game.
Honestly, can. Probably could put up 25 points per game.
I don't know about that. That's a lot. That's like LeBron numbers.
Well, healthy Kemba Walker is always a threat. Just I don't know how healthy he is at this point.
Yeah, so we'll see. And I think the other big question going into this year is going to be Julius Randle really revived his career last year for the New York Knicks. He was their All Star. He led them. Without him, I don't even know if they make the playoffs, let alone be the four seed. Was last year for real, lad? Is Julius Randle the real deal? Like, is this? I thought I saw Matt Watling walking. I thought the kid with the AirPods and the black mask and the glasses, Jake, right in front of your face. I thought that was Matt Watling, and I got super distracted.
Now, what was the question?
Yeah,
as I have tears falling from my eyes.
Tears falling from your eyes because you're dying over there. Is Julius Randle for real?
Yeah, I honestly think he is. Do I think he can be a guy that carries you in the playoffs? Absolutely not. That's not his game. But I feel like he is.
What's happening on this show today?
I don't know. I still can't see out my right eye.
Jake just walked out of here in an immense amount of pain. An immense amount.
Wow, this is like playing
in
Duke right now.
This is
a lot's happening at the moment. But no, Julius Randle is someone that I think regular season he helps you win games, and then good guards around him in the postseason would work.
Yeah. I agree with that. And because and they got saw. They got good guard play around. They're bringing Derrick Rose back. They got Quickly and Kemba.
Because we saw in the postseason, it can't just be him. He couldn't take those games over.
Now, here's the thing. Where do they lie this year in the Eastern Conference?
Oh, Celtics might be better. There's a few teams that might perform better than they did last year, so it might not be as easy to get a 4 or 5.
I don't know if they're going to be the 4 or 5 again. I think the Celtics are going to be back. I looked up Eastern Conference standings in the WNBA Eastern Conference standings. Yeah. Their season ended.
It did end. The most dangerous team to me that could take a huge step is the Charlotte Hornets.
Really?
Honestly,
33-39 Hornets of last year.
Honestly, I would say the Hornets, with a full year of LaMelo Ball, they got 2 good draft picks coming in, both guards, Booknight from UConn and Jones from Texas. I honestly feel the Hornets could be what the Knicks were last year.
I think it's pretty similar. I think Sixers, Nets are still up there. Bucks are still up there. I think Hawks could take a big step as well. I think Heat are kind of back in full swing this year, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
We learned a lot about
the Bulls are going to be better.
They are. That's what everybody's
saying.
They've
got a brand new team.
They do. But we saw the Pelicans have done this multiple times. It doesn't always equal success.
So, but again, 4 seed, I don't know if we can expect that out of this team this year.
We'll see. I think they're definitely a playoff team, but definitely going to be up there.
Because if you think Charlotte's taking a big jump and the Celtics are going to be back and the Bulls have a brand new team over there with DeMar DeRozan and Vucevic, who, by the way, they're not a championship contender, but DeMar DeRozan, Vucevic, and Lonzo Ball can get them to the playoffs.
And let's not fool ourselves here. The Knicks were 2-3 losses away from being the 8 seed last year. It was just jumbled. It's going to be very competitive again.
Yes, it's going to be very competitive again. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about a team that actually has finals aspirations in the Brooklyn Nets. No Kyrie Irving, but James Harden and Kevin Durant will be back for a full season this year for the Brooklyn Nets. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9. Sports Hour, Tuesday edition, Aaron Valentino, a little Michael Jackson for you. I'm a pretty big Michael Jackson guy. We should play him more on the show.
I'm a big fan of Billie Jean.
That's it?
That's about it.
Do we have Thriller in here? That'd be a good spooky song. Why do I not know how to spell Thriller? To love you. We have Thriller by... Oh, no, we do have it.
We have Shoot to Thrill by AC/DC.
It's weird what songs we have and what we don't. Yeah, we've got the full thing here.
I never got Margarine.
Okay.
Jake struggling through a crossword.
This should be the Nets... This should be the Nets' opening the song when they come out, because they're kind of the villains of the NBA with Kevin Durant. They don't have Kyrie, so are they really villains?
No, they're...
They're not really villains without Kyrie.
We're going to root for him again.
Yeah. We're going to be able to root for Brooklyn this year. Ready?
This is something.
You don't like this song?
No, I think it's
too, so good.
It's too cliche for us to be playing this in October.
What? And us desperately wanting to see Halloween Kills isn't a cliche?
I don't know. Jake's giving up. It's a sore subject.
It's a sore subject.
Yes.
Can't go to the movie tomorrow. We're going next week. But I just love this song. I really should have a music show.
Damn.
I should. Maybe I could go on somebody's music show as a guest or something, like go on Vibing Out with Jared.
Yeah, I think you'd be good at that.
Yeah. Well, you always said that I'd be good at your job where you were there 6 to 10.
Yeah.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and be like, hits, 95, not do it. Say what you say.
No, it would be like, that was Señorita by Camila Cabello. And Shawn Mendes, you're listening to Hits 95.9.
Oh my god, that is great. You could do that for a career. You think you could be a DJ? a radio DJ?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Career? I feel like I could work at 93Q. 93Q traffic update.
Do you think we could take Ted and Amy's spot when they retire?
Nope. I don't think they're retiring anytime soon. They are legends. They're Hall of Fame. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're Hall of Famers.
They're Hall of Famers. Ted and Amy in the morning.
I still can't believe you thought they shouted us out on 93Q.
You go, did you hear what Ted and Amy said? And talking about the New York State Broadcasting Association's luncheon, I'm like, Ted and Amy mentioned our show on air. You're like, no, let's calm down.
Yes, they just said they'll be at the function. Let's calm down.
They'll be at the function. Ted didn't win an award, but Amy did, which I thought was kind of funny.
She gave a long speech.
Yeah. Well, Julie Boeheim also gave a long speech.
Yeah.
I remember getting in the car. We were dead silent. We're like, why was Julie Boeheim there? I was fully prepared for Buddy to walk out at some point to cannons and streamers and whatnot.
They were talking about this on 93Q the other night. Hard to get a Boeheim sighting. Like a
public appearance from
by Jim Boeheim.
Really?
Because he'll do the behind the scenes stuff, but not many people can get a public appearance out of him.
Really?
Yeah.
He's the most famous person in Syracuse.
Yeah, I guess that's why him and Julie work well, because Julie does all
Julie does all the appearances and he just focuses on, losing basketball games. No, I shouldn't say that. No. He's a legend. They're gonna win.
Trying to win.
Tommy Sladak believes they're gonna be ranked by Christmas.
We'll see.
I'm not as confident, personally. But
they've had some good non-conference.
They've got an okay recruiting class coming in, and I don't know. They should be able to shoot, but we've said every year they should be able to shoot, and it hasn't exactly gone that way, lad.
No.
Every year we're coming in, I feel like we're saying, man, they've got some shooters on this team, and then it doesn't go that way.
No, it honestly doesn't at all. So we'll see.
Yes, we will see. All right, let's look at the Brooklyn Nets. That is actually an interesting question. The Nets, the villains of the NBA now, without Kyrie. Because they're just a dynamic duo without him.
I think the Lakers are still the villains.
I've never seen the Lakers as the villains because I love LeBron. And again, I don't think that LeBron, Carmelo, Anthony Davis, Westbrook is better than Kyrie, Harden, and Durant.
Yeah,
LeBron.
I do hate LeBron. You could look at it either way, which team, but have the Nets proven anything to us yet that they should be the villains?
Yeah. I mean, we got to remember, neither of these teams are really the villains. Neither of them went to the finals last year. That's Bucks Suns.
It is.
So, we'll see.
I forgot the Suns went to the playoffs.
The Suns made it to the finals.
Yes.
Not the playoffs. Go vegan. That's what I learned from the NBA playoffs last year. Go vegan. It'll change your life.
No, everybody looks so great. Go vegan, stand in the
110-degree
heat.
Get outside. Don't be like Lad and I and sit in our, our basement for 12 hours a day looking at football stats and Division III hockey teams.
I was out of it yesterday. I was going down the stairs, and I was like, oh, yeah.
It took you 10 minutes to come down our stairs.
Yeah, no, I go down the stairs, and I was like, oh, yeah, I live in the basement.
Yeah. It hits you sometimes.
It does hit me sometimes.
It does hit you sometimes. But they failed their mission in year one. They didn't make the finals. That's the standard for this team. Make the NBA finals. Sean Marks has set this up so that they can go on a run, go on a dynasty Warriors level run, and they didn't complete their mission year one. Now, James Harden was playing on one leg, and Kyrie Irving wasn't around, so that's not exactly a recipe for success. But I think overall, I think you would say that they failed their mission. They need to win. They need to get to the finals this year, right?
Yeah, they do. They definitely failed their mission last year, but they're as close as can be. I think the Bucks take a step back this year, and Giannis gets back to who Giannis was. They bring in Paul Millsap, which pretty important, to replace Jeff Green. So that's just a one for two. Other than that, it's similar.
And Dinwiddie's not back either. That's huge.
Yeah. But he was injured all of last year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It would have been nice to have him around, though.
It would have been. I think Nick Claxton takes a major step forward. And
they got Cam Thomas, the promise. He was the Summer League MVP, right?
Yes, he was. Cam Thomas is a great player out of LSU, one of their five-star recruits. So I honestly feel that this team definitely is the favorite in the East. I'll say that right now. Favorite in the East.
Yeah, I don't know how you could say they aren't, right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially with Ben Simmons today.
Oh, my goodness. We found out that if you just want to go home, just don't participate in the defensive drill.
It's unbelievable. Like, this Sixers, like, pretty much, like, we're not going to trade him. And he, for him to act like that, like, as an adult, is...
And we had a feeling...
For those of you who don't know, he was at a practice today, and Doc Rivers was like, all right, Ben, let's get into this drill. And Ben was like, no. Literally, he was just straight up like, no. And then Rivers asked him again. He was like, no. And Rivers is like, all right, well, if you're not going to participate, why don't you just go home? And Ben Simmons went home and suspended for game one.
Yep. Now it's going to be this the whole entire season.
I got to get him out, right?
And now we have it publicly on air. We knew Doc Rivers wasn't the biggest fan of Ben Simmons. Now we know for sure Joel Embiid isn't the biggest fan.
Joel Embiid said, I can't, you know. He can't deal with it anymore.
No, he's been dealing with it for
years.
And
I'm not a huge Joel Embiid guy, but you have to take his side here. You have to.
No, and he's the heart and soul of that franchise. I don't know if it's envious of Ben Simmons that he is not. So, Embiid, it's his franchise, and I kind of agree with him. What has Simmons done for Embiid? Not much.
Nothing. No, absolutely not. It's been all Joel Embiid when he's been healthy.
Yeah.
All Joel Embiid. So, Sixers, I mean, I guess they're technically the team. They only won 40, although it was a shortened, I shouldn't say that. It was a shortened season last year. I was going to say they only won 49 games, but shortened season.
Yes.
I would say the Nets are probably the favorites. I mean, the Bucks won the final. It's tough. It's definitely Bucks, Nets, Sixers. There's no other team.
No, I would agree.
No, not the Hawks. No. The Hawks are not at that level. Lad, come on, back me up here.
Here he comes.
They made the Eastern Conference Finals, and Trae Young is a top five player in the league right now, so watch it.
Top five player in the league?
No, absolutely not.
That's a Jake Johnson hot take, everybody. You know what I have to say to that, Jake? Lad, you got to talk for a second.
Okay. I would just say this about the Hawks. They just took advantage of teams having down years. It happens.
I can't stand you.
Oh, wait, did you hear that, Jake? Yeah, Jake heard it.
I can't stand you. Come on.
Jake, come on.
We can't have blasphemy like that on Sports Hour.
Can't have this blasphemy.
Speaking of boats, this segment's a boatload of fun.
Woo!
Come on.
A Boogie came here after that concert, I would have needed a tissue.
It's so funny.
Can you holler at me real quick?
I'm going to holler at you real quick.
Sup, yeah.
Oh, it's cutting off. But this is the best combination right here.
I can't stand you. Come on.
We need a, you know what we need? We need a good news, bad news.
Yeah.
There is no good news. Only bad news.
No, we haven't taken advantage of that yet this year. We haven't had time.
No, we don't have time. When do we have time?
Somebody needs to do this for us.
We need to hire somebody to do it for us.
In comes Jake.
And here comes Jake.
We had our most impactful friendship conversation last night at 3 a.m.
It was beautiful.
No, I know. We said last night that we're at a point in all of our lives, the only time that we just have time to like sit and talk as just like human beings and not coworkers is at 3 a.m.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It's sad. But isn't it kind of like real life? You wake up, you go to work, you come back, and, you know, nobody's really there.
No, nobody really is.
So, there. I don't know. Maybe that's just life. That's depressing.
If we're just realizing that now, as the studio's falling apart. Lad, you got to talk for a second.
Yes. I guess that is kind of sad, but...
Yeah, it is.
It's called growing up.
I guess it's called growing up.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
All right, we're great.
We're going to take a final break here on Sports Hour, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Hot Corner coming your way at 4 o'clock. I'm sure they got a lot of postseason baseball to talk about and how it's torturing me that it's going to be a Braves Red Sox World Series. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, we'll wrap it up after this. It's a good
time. Now, people don't exactly love this song by Cabela.
Why?
No, they say this is her worst song.
What?
Yeah, people are not a fan of this at all.
Who is saying that?
Anybody that ever gets in my car.
What?
Yeah, I've played this like 5 times on shuffle and people are like, this is her worst song. What are we doing here? Why is she doing something with the baby?
This is a great song. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd, back here to wrap up the show. Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. It's a top 40 song. That's why it's in here. At one point, it was a top 40 song. Not now, obviously.
No. But no, people don't. They like her stuff with Shawn Mendes better.
Wow, who doesn't? Shawn Mendes is, you know, talented.
Unbelievable.
Dude. I always get Shawn Mendes. Oh, excuse me. I always get Shawn Mendes and Ed Sheeran confused because they came out around the same time. And
yeah.
Like they make like similar music, and but Ed Sheeran is way more talented than Shawn Mendes is. Like way more.
Ed Sheeran's a global threat.
No, he's Ed Sheeran might be one of the most talented singer songwriter on the planet.
Honestly, and
Who is better than him?
No, you can't think of anyone. And he's got his own vibe and everything like that. It's very alternative, but it's also hits.
He makes pop music like it's nothing to him.
No, it sometimes it just sounds like it's him and a guitar.
Yeah, no, he's world's.
We have a classic coming up on the playlist.
What? 5,000 Candles in the Wind?
Yep.
Yes, your 5,000. I can't believe it's in the. I can't believe that's. Why is it labeled as alternative also?
It's unique.
It means the alternative director a couple years ago, because it definitely wasn't this year.
No.
Alternative director a couple years ago just put it in there for. You know, can't say the word, but giggles.
Giggles. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Giggles.
For giggles. All right. We'll get to local games here. Islanders, Blackhawks, Sabres, Canucks, Devils, and the Seattle Kraken and the Nets, Bucks. That's what's going around the state tonight. No New York football because it is a Tuesday. No baseball. But Braves at 5, which is in an hour. Braves, Dodgers at 5, which means it's 2 o'clock on the West Coast, which is fascinating. But Braves, Dodgers, 5. And then at 8 o'clock, it's Astros, Red Sox. Boston's legit.
Yes.
12-3 last night in Houston, which is just so... It's unfortunate is what it is.
Yeah, it's got a Team of Destiny run all into them.
It's upsetting, isn't it?
It is upsetting.
It's upsetting.
Go Islanders, go Sabres, go Kraken, go Bucks tonight.
No Devils?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. No Devils. That's going to wrap it up. Hopefully, we'll have a Sports Hour pod today. We'll see. We'll find out. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you at 3. Hot Corner coming up, just 5 minutes.